天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。我们现在正在学习的系列是 How God Works， 上帝的方法。亲爱的听众朋友们，现在的你是否正在经历生命中的破碎期呢？是否紧握着拳头质问神为什么这样或那样的事发生在自己的身上呢？的确，在生命中呢，我们常常会有这样或者那样的不好的经历，而神呢，又要借着这些悲惨或者不好的经历如何在我们身上动工呢？好，那就让我们接下来一起跟着麦克牧师开始我们今天的信心之旅吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you're back with us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴我们又在这里相聚了。
I am praying that God will use these messages to bless your life.
我祈求神，这些信息能带给你生命的祝福。
And encourage you to do something great for God.
并鼓舞你为神成就大事。
I want to begin by telling you a story.
让我先说个故事。
It's a story about a beautiful cathedral in Europe.
这是关于在欧洲的一座华丽的大教堂。
This cathedral was very famous for a large, magnificent stained glass window.
这座教堂因为有一大幅辉煌的彩色玻璃窗而闻名。
And one day there was a violent storm.
有一天刮起一场暴风雨。
And this storm shattered the beautiful window into 1,000 pieces.
在狂风暴雨的吹袭下，美丽的玻璃窗成为了1,000碎片。
And the church custodian hesitated to discard the fragments.
管堂的工人不舍得丢弃这些碎片。
So instead of throwing it away, he put them in a box and stored them away in the church basement.
于是把它们收拾在盒子里，存放在教堂的地下室。
Sometime later, a well-known artist came and petitioned the trustees of the cathedral to give him the fragments, which they did.
不久之后，一位著名的艺术家要求管理教会的委员将这些碎片交给他，委员们答应了。
They did not know what his real purpose was.
他们并不知道艺术家的意图。
But 2 years later,
但两年之后
the artist invited the church trustees to his studio.
艺术家邀请委员们到他的工作室来。
And there he unveiled his major work.
揭晓他的作品。
To their astonishment, the restored window looked more beautiful than the original one.
委员们很惊讶地发现，重新镶嵌的玻璃比原先的更加美丽。
I want to apply this story to our lives.
我想将这个故事和我们的人生做一比较。
Most of us at some point in our lives experience the blasting of a storm.
大多数人在人生的某个阶段都会遭遇暴风雨。
And these storms sometimes come and blast in the midst of the blessing.
这些风暴往往在风和日丽突然来临。
You may be going through one of those experiences right now.
很可能你现在正处于这样的境况中。
Or you may have experienced one in the past.
或是过去曾有这样的经历。
Some of you have already experienced God's restoration work in your life.
有些人已经历过神在你生命中重新的建设。
But if you have not experienced such a blasting storm, I promise you, you will.
我相信也有人至今尚未遭受人生的风暴，但迟早你会遇到的。
But I want to tell you this.
让我告诉你。
God specializes in restoring the fragments of life into something more beautiful and more meaningful than ever.
上帝专长于将生命的碎片重整得比先前更加美丽，更富于意义。
God specializes in making beauty out of ashes.
上帝专长于从灰烬中创造美。
The blasting and the blessing sometimes go hand in hand in life.
往往人生的打击和祝福是携手并行的。
The high and the low are often close companions.
人生的高峰和低谷是亲密的伙伴。
Trials and triumphs often work in fast succession.
试炼与凯歌相继而来。
In fact, this is precisely what is happening at this point of Elijah's life.
事实上，这正是以利亚人生中这一刻所面临的处境。
To those of you who have joined us for the first time,
若是第一次收听我们节目的朋友，让我告诉你。
We are in the midst of a series entitled How God Works.
我正在讲上帝的方法这一系列的信息。
We are focusing on the life of Elijah.
我们集中来看以利亚的生平。
First, we saw God hiding Elijah in the Brook Cherith.
首先我们看到神将以利亚隐藏在基利希旁。
Often when God hides us, it is to humble us.
当神把我们隐藏时，通常都是要我们谦卑下来。
When he hides us, it is to provide for us.
当神把我们隐藏时，他要供应我们。
When God hides us, it is to protect us.
当神把我们隐藏时，他要保护我们。
We may resent God's hiding places for us.
我们很可能埋怨神的隐秘处。
But it is only in those hiding places that God works his purposes out in us.
但往往正是在这隐秘处，神来造就我们。
We saw in the last message how God led Elijah to the land of Baal worship.
在上次的信息中，神把以利亚带到崇拜巴利假神的地区。
Zarephath.
撒勒法。
The Phoenician city.
这座腓尼基人的城市。
Zarephath is where God gave Elijah an opportunity to exercise risking faith.
神让以利亚在撒勒法操练信心的功课。
Zarephath was a pagan city whose name means melt because they used to melt metals there.
撒勒法是一个外邦人的城市。撒勒法的意思是融化，因为撒勒法是一个提炼金属的地方。
God was purifying his servant by melting away all the dross of the flesh so that he may trust in God alone.
神要炼净他的仆人，除掉以利亚属肉体的残渣，以至于他能专心信靠神。
In this message, we will find Elijah still in Zarephath.
在今天的信息里，以利亚仍留在撒勒法。
God is about to move him from passive testing to active testing.
神对他的考验由被动转为主动。
Here we will see how after the blessing of the flour and the oil comes the testing of calamity and death.
从面与油的祝福转为灾难和死亡的考验。
1 Kings 17.
列王记上十七章。以利亚和腓尼基的寡妇和他的儿子每天都经历神迹。
A daily blessing.
天天蒙福。
A daily provision.
日日供应。
The Phoenician woman had risked in faith at the challenge of the man of God.
腓尼基的寡妇接受神人挑战，面对信心的考验。
Now we read that her son becomes ill and dies.
如今他的儿子病重而死。
The Hebrew word means his soul left him.
希伯来原文说他的灵魂离去。
This leaves us in no doubt that the boy was dead.
也就是说，这孩子已证实死亡。
In verse 18, the woman said to Elijah,
在十八节里，妇人对以利亚说，
What do you have against me, man of God?
神人呐，我与你何干？
Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?
你进到我这里来，使神想念我的罪，以致我的儿子死呢？
I want you to notice that verse 17 follows verse 16.
我要你注意十七节前的十六节。
In verse 16,
在十六节里
is a picture of Zarephath.
描绘出了撒勒法的情景。
As a little village.
一个小村庄。
Which has been the place of uninterrupted, unhampered miracles.
持续不断地发生神迹。
With new oil and new flour every day.
新油与新面天天出现。
When they woke up in the morning,
他们清早起床,
they experienced a miracle.
就经历奇迹。
Before they retired for bed about sundown,
当他们日落而息,
they experienced a miracle.
仍然经历奇迹。
So in verse 16, you read that God's miraculous blessing was coming upon them.
在第十六节里，你看见神赐下神奇的福分。
And then immediately in verse 17, you read of life's tragic blasting.
但在十七节里，悲剧突然袭来。
All at the same time.
真是旦夕祸福。
The woman's cry in verse 18 is very natural.
也难怪妇人在十八节里哭诉悲情。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请留心听我说。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
Don't allow anyone, including yourself, to send you on a guilt trip just because you asked the question why.
千万别让任何人，包括你自己在内，使你在困境中因发出疑问而内疚自责。
Why is a natural question.
问为什么是很自然的。
The greatest heroes of the Bible asked why.
圣经中的伟人也都问为什么。
In the book of Judges chapter 6,
在士师记第六章，
when the Midianites were about to decimate Israel,
当米甸人几乎要消灭以色列人时，
Gideon asked,
基甸问，
Why did God allow this to happen?
为什么神容许这事发生呢？
Job, who lost his family and a huge fortune and ended up on a heap of rubble, asked.
约伯损失惨重，家破人亡，坐在炉灰中问。
Why wasn't I born dead?
为什么我要生在世上呢？
If you recall the words of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
如果你记得耶稣基督在十字架上的呼喊，
He said,
他说，
God, my God, why thou hast forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
God's own son asked why.
神自己的儿子都问为什么。
So don't let people put you under guilt when you ask God why.
所以当你问神为什么时，不要感到内疚。
There are times in life when the highest of dreams get crushed.
人生中有时美梦幻灭。
There are times in life when the best of hopes are dashed.
有时希望破碎。
There are times in life when you find yourself hanging upside down.
有时你感到天翻地覆。
And the natural question at that time, like the widow of Zarephath, is why?
就像撒勒法的寡妇，自然会问为什么。
I am convinced that this question must be pounding the doors of heaven from broken-hearted people everywhere.
我深信世上无数心碎的人都会举起拳头责问老天为什么。
It rises from hospital beds.
从医院的病床上。
It rises from lonely bedrooms.
孤寂的卧室里。
It rises from grave sites.
从坟场墓地。
It rises from each personal Gethsemane when a troubled soul pleads in private agony.
从每一个经历科西玛尼园的忧伤心灵发出痛苦的呼求。
I am not talking about pain that results from disobedience.
我不是指因犯罪而受苦。
I am not talking about the grief that is natural consequence of sin and rebellion.
我不是指悖逆犯罪而产生的苦果。
I am not talking about the natural results of departing from biblical principles.
我不是指因离弃圣经原则而产生的恶果。
I'm talking about being in the middle of God's will, doing God's work the best way you know how, when suddenly life's blast blows you away.
我指的是正当尽力服侍神，满有果效时，不测风云突然来临。
Many of us understand the paradox of this woman.
许多人能够理解这位寡妇的矛盾。
While she knew God's blessings in one area,
一方面她懂得神所赐的福，
she knew God's blasting in another.
另一方面她也经历神的打击。
In March of 1964, I committed my life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
1964年3月，我接受耶稣基督为我生命的主宰。
In July of that year,
那一年7月，
my mother, who was my prayer warrior, died at the age of 54.
我的母亲，一位祷告的勇士，才54岁就离开了世界。
In 1990,
在1990年，
as I was experiencing the blessings of God in my work and my life,
我的事业和生命都大大蒙神赐福时，
within a period of 2 weeks' time,
就在两个星期之内，
I had one child in the intensive care unit in one hospital,
我一个孩子在医院的深切治疗室，
and my wife was about to go to another hospital for a serious operation.
而我的妻子却在另一家医院准备动大手术。
God's blessings and life's blasting.
这就是神的赐福和生命的风暴。
Look at verse 12.
请看第十二节。
When there was a famine, and the woman was ready to accept the fact that she and her son were both dying.
当时正有饥荒，这寡妇已经认命了。她和儿子即将饿死。
There was calmness in her heart about this.
她已心死。
There was a sense of resignation to this calamity.
不抱任何希望了。
But in verse 18,
但到了十八节，
she attacks Elijah with anger and accusation.
她愤愤不平地指责以利亚。
Please listen carefully.
请留心听着。
This is very important.
这个很重要。
Our emotions are unpredictable.
我们的情绪变化无常。
You cannot trust your emotions.
不足以信任。
Emotions are like the barometric pressure.
情绪就像气压机。
They go up and they come down easily.
时升时降。
I have noticed that we've just run out of time.
我们的节目时间又快到了。
And I want to tell you so much more about this.
但这方面我还有很多想和你谈的。
So will you promise me that you'll tune in next time so you can hear the rest of this?
所以请你答应我下次继续收听节目。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，再见。
心经光，你 真挚的灵，就开启我双眼，就更新我心意，愿主荣耀充满我，使我有基督生命，充满我，
其实是交界，
以你爱来充满我，
需要你，
充满我，
其实是交界，
使我重新有基督生
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，神的旨意呢，是我们猜不透的。记得几年前小环回家给病危的奶奶传福音，在当中呢，神使我经历了许多神迹。正当我满怀信心地继续为奶奶祷告的时候呢，却被意外地查出我的腹部有颗肿瘤，需要立刻做手术。当时我整个人就立刻崩溃了，就问神说为什么。因为呢，我当时回去只是短短的一段时间，如果去做手术的话，就无法向奶奶每天的传福音，也没有办法持续的向她祷告。可是呢，神在手术期间让我经历了许多，并且感谢赞美神。最后呢，我奶奶有接受主耶稣，我自己的身体呢也康复了。所以当我们在人生中遭遇暴风雨的时候，希望我们能够回到神的面前，再次经历生命的建设。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
在你面光中停留，你时光是爱的源头，生命却远处处。你是亘古我所依靠，在你爱中苏醒，你是日头永远磐石，创造万有主宰。你是日头永远磐石，创造万有。